How many know it was God's grace? Not because we've been holy. Not because you dotted every I and crossed every T. Not because you did what you're supposed to do. But it's God's grace that has kept us here and brought us this far. Hallelujah. We glorify God for this day. Praise God. The 77th day of 2018. Tell three people I'm still here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, he could have left you in yesterday. But he brought it into today. And this is another day that the Lord has made. And the word says we ought to rejoice because he allowed us to be a part of this day. He didn't have to do it. But I'm so glad he did. Hallelujah. I believe most of you be like I say, I want to go to heaven. I just don't want to go right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's on my bucket list. But it's way down the road. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so I'm glad to be in the house. Anybody else glad to be in the house beside me? Now, anybody been watching the tournament? Anybody making the noise during the tournament? Uh-huh. Now, they couldn't hear you. They way somewhere. You sitting up looking at them on the old TV. And you making noise that nobody can hear but their household. And now, you say you're glad he kept you. You ought to say it to him like you mean it. So that he will be encouraged to keep you a little bit longer. That you're glad to be on this earth. Not ready to ship out. Anybody glad to be in the house? All right. I don't know how your Bible reads, but mine say, make a joyful noise. Cry loud. Spare not. Hallelujah. You see, we probably making noise in the house. In the house of God. Because this is a place of worship. A place of praise. Hallelujah. So we came here to praise them. Because they kept us all week long. We came here to worship him because he's been so good to us. Hallelujah. You need to give God the best praise. So we give people the best praise, but we need to give God the best praise because he gave us his best. And he wants his best back in return. Hallelujah. Well, we got that out of the way. We give glory and honor and praise to God, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We praise him for our life, our help, and our strength. We praise him for each of you that's in the house. Hallelujah. We're glad to see you. Hallelujah. And we praise God for our presider, Elder Tyner. And praise God for Dr. Monica Lewis, who shared the rostrum with her. And Pastor Simon, who just sung that song, he came all the way from Virginia, y'all. And we praise God for every other minister in the house. So you just wave your hand. Hallelujah. Everybody that holds office in the church of God, raise your hand. We praise God for you. That means everybody else must be a lay person. So you wave your hand. Hallelujah. Everybody's special. Everybody's precious. Everybody is somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody looks good. Uh-huh. Y'all got quiet then. Uh-huh. I ain't lying. I'm going on what the word said. He made everything beautiful in his time. Say, neighbor, I'm so sorry if I don't look good to you. But you just need to see Jesus and have your eyes checked out. Hallelujah. Because he said, I look good. Now, who are you to dispute what Jesus said? Let every man be a liar, but let God be the truth. You see, the thing is, you look for beauty all in the wrong places. And that's how we miss out on a whole lot of things. We're going by sight and not by faith. And there's good in everybody, but we just see the worst in us. As the songwriter said, everybody else saw the worst in us, but he saw the good. And so you got to learn how to see things from the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are special people. If you're saved, you're royalty. You may not look like it from our eyes, physical eyes. You may not even feel like it. But you are. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But when you're walking on earth, you couldn't tell it. He didn't look like we thought they ought to look like. That just goes to show that our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his. I'm going to move on. And don't plan to be here very long. Not unless the Holy Ghost say so. And I got to obey him. Hallelujah. So what time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Anybody need some good news? Hallelujah, because this world is getting worse and worse every day. We're in perilous times, the way I see it, that Timothy tells us about. Letting us know that the end time is quickly approaching. You see, the Bible tells us to number our days, teach us to number our days. So we'll know how long we have here. And you can apply that to wisdom and do what you need to do before you're taken out of here. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need to keep cracking because, you know, we don't have as long here now as we had yesterday. Every day gets us closer to our takeoff day from this earth. So don't rush the days by wishing that tomorrow her and get here. You don't know what tomorrow holds. Hallelujah. So just enjoy the moment for the day. Our text is found in the book of 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning at verse 15. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 15. Eternal God, we stand here, yielded spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We put them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor. Send a word for wisdom and power and deliverance, victory, peace, and joy. Send the word that we stand in need of. Speak to us now through this your manservant. I hide myself behind the cross so Jesus can come forth. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. First Thessalonians 5. Are we there? Seeing that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and unto all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophecy, but prove all things, hold fast that which is good. We read in verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Tell your neighbor, give thanks in everything. Our Father today, as we have lost the will or the mind to be thankful, we don't see all of the good that's going on in our lives for focusing on one bad thing. It consumes our whole day, and it consumes all the joy, the peace that God intended for us to have. We, the people, need to realize that Jesus said he came that we might have life, and that we will have that life more abundantly. And we are proclaiming that we have Jesus. Are we not? And if we have Jesus, then we should have the abundant life. Tell your neighbor, you got it. You just don't realize it. Okay? We have that abundant life, but we're looking at it and all looking for it at all the wrong places. in all the wrong things. You have the ability to go through day by day without moaning and groaning or whatever else, complaining. You have that in you. And you also have the ability to go through the day joyful. And not doing anything that would upset you. The word said we shouldn't want anything. That is it. When it's translated, say, don't worry about nothing. Is there anything else left? Don't worry about anything. Whatever it is, but then we'll start making exceptions. Amen. And as we make exceptions, things just get complicated and compound. On last week, we were dealing with Balaam and Balak, the 22nd chapter of the Numbers on it. We found that was a key issue there in this dilemma that he was having. And the issue was that he was not following the instructions as God gave it to him. And that's our problem today. God has told us to be thankful, give thanks in everything, and we don't do that. And when we don't follow his instructions the way he tells us to do, it causes us to have numerous problems coming everywhere, because you anger God when you don't do what he said do, like he said do it. You can say, I'm doing what he told me to do, but you may not be doing it the way he told you to do it. And since you didn't do it the way he told you to do it, you wind up getting more problems rather than being relieved. The thing is about building bridges to restoration. Well, there's a certain way and a certain thing you got to be doing in order to build these bridges. There are some sacrifices that you got to make to build the bridges. But getting back to Balaam, and Balak had sent for him and to come and curse Israel and Jacob, because they had come out of Egypt, and he said that there were so many of them that covered the face of the earth, and they're going to lick up all the grass and things. He wanted to get rid of them, but Balaam couldn't go and curse them, because they said, who God blessed is blessed, and nobody can curse it. And who he cursed, nobody can bless it. I have to do what the Lord says, and so I'm going to make that parts short, because I'm just trying to bring you up to speed. What he told me to do, he said Balak had sent his princes to ask Balaam to come and do this thing for him that we said blessed them by cursing the people. And he kept refusing. And after a while, and I guess he might have been talking to the Lord, because the Lord answered him, said, if they come to you and ask you to go with them, then go. But do what I tell you to do after you get there. Now Balaam went on to sleep and got up in the morning, got dressed and saddled his ass and went with the people. Now what's wrong with that part there? It sounds like God told him to go. But now God is angry because he did go. It sounds that. But you got to go back into it and read this carefully. The statement was, if they came to you in the morning, they didn't come to him. He just got up and went. And that's our problem. We just get up. God tell you, if such and such happens, then you can go ahead and move. Otherwise, you need to stand still. Don't be so quick to jump. Don't be so quick to react. You just need to make sure you are following the instructions of the Lord. Since he left on his own, he left Jesus behind. And we're supposed to be following him, right? And instead of following him, we are leading him. At least we think we're leading him. You got a left, but he's still sitting there. And you done gone way down the road, and he's still sitting there. Now you need his help. And you call him, and he's not there. Because you didn't follow instructions. But in everything, you ought to be giving God thanks. Whatever the situation might be, stop complaining and thank God. As long as you're still standing, as long as you're still here, you just need to thank him. Because it could be worse. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for my trials and my tribulation. Thank you for the pain in my body. Thank you, hallelujah, it didn't take me out. Corinthians said that we are troubled on every side, but not in the scripts. Everywhere you go, you're going to find some trouble. Nowhere on this earth you can go without some trouble being there. Glory be to God. But you need to realize that I ain't going by myself. I'm going with the Lord. Hallelujah. I might be perplexed. I might be confused. Don't know what to do. Hallelujah. But God never leaves me. He said, I won't leave you nor forsake you. God will be there for you. He'll bless you. He'll protect you. He'll carry you through. Yes, he will. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We may be persecuted time to time. We might be persecuted, but we won't be defeated. Hallelujah. You can do what you want to do as long as you want to do it. I ain't gonna be defeated. Hallelujah. Because everything you do towards me, to harm me, God's going to turn it around. He's going to turn it around to be a blessing for me. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. You can't do a thing to me but bless me. All your curse is going to be turned for blessing. And so I thank God for every tribulation, every trial. James said, I can count it all as joy. Hallelujah. I can count it all as joy when I enter into the diverse temptation. Joy. He's working in me a more full amount of glory. He's doing this to get the glory and the honor and the praise out of my life. You see, some things you're going through. You're going through to get you where you need to be. Where you are right now. You may not get into heaven except you go through the promised land. But before Israel, but in between the promised land were the Canaanites, the Amorites, the giants, and everything else. And they had to go through them. God could have taken them around it, but he said, you got to go through this in order to get to the promised land. I already give it to you. And what we got to know that when God gives you something, can't nobody take it from you but yourself. When God gives you something, he's going to make a way for you to get to it. Hallelujah. He ain't going to give you something you can't get to. He's going to give you things that you can get to. And he knows you can get to it because he knows everything. And so it says, in everything, give thanks. We might get cast down. Hallelujah. But we won't be destroyed. So you knock me down, I can get back up. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Glory to God. You see, we just got to know to thank God. It's not hard to figure out. Because you got to pick and choose what you got need to give thanks for. He says, in everything. Anything left out? That means sickness, death, disappointments, trouble, fires, homelessness, poor, riches, whatever the case might be, give him thanks. And it all belongs to him. And we stop claiming it for ourselves. Hallelujah. We'll be easy to give him thanks. Hallelujah. And don't let the thing rule you, but you rule it. You have that power. You have that authority. Romans 8:28. Anybody know what that is? That word said, and we know. Tell your neighbor, you know. You may not claim you do, but you know. How do you know I know? Because the word said you know. And the word is always the truth. And you know that, that goes again. All things, what's left? Ain't nothing left after all. You have a good carrot cake sitting before you, and somebody went in to ate the last slice, and they say, "I thought the carrot cake is all gone. Can you get some carrot cake?" No, it's all gone. All things. Tell your neighbor all things. Tell them again. They might not have heard you. One more time for the Holy Spirit. All things are working together. It may be some over there and some over there, but it's going to come together. I might make this thing yesterday, got to go through another thing today, and another thing tomorrow, and another thing tomorrow after then, but it's all going to work together. What is working for? For my good. Hallelujah. Say, tell you the neighbor, I might be going through, but it's for my good. And so for that reason, I would say thank you. For good to those who what? Love the Lord. Anybody here love the Lord? Then it's for your good. Then especially for those who are called according to His purpose, not my purpose, not your purpose. See, that's why we get out of line again. We think it's supposed to be for my purpose. But it's for God's purpose. That's why you're going through. You're not going through for yourself. You're going through for God's purpose. He made you, and He knows what you need to get you into the kingdom. So He did this, and then they tell you, blessed are ye when men revile you, and they persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Why? Because great is your reward which is in heaven. Hallelujah. So even when people persecute you, they're blessing you. God's going to turn into a blessing. Look at all those things Joseph went through. But each time they thought they was cursing him, God put him in a blessing. Hallelujah. Throw him in the pit to die down there, but God made the pit dry. And so they sold him into slavery, but even in slavery, he was made the chief of the slave. Put in charge of a household, he became the chief there. Put him in prison, he became a chief down there. Hallelujah. And from the prison, God sent him straight to the palace. Hallelujah. Second in charge of all of Egypt. And he wasn't even an Egyptian. He was the Israelite. Hallelujah. That's like having somebody from Russia come here and be the president. It never happened. Hallelujah. But God. And so to build these bridges, there's some things we got to get out. To build the bridges, God allows certain things come up against you. Because the bridge need to be strong. Not like that bridge that fell down this week, killing people. It wasn't strong. Didn't have no good foundation. Had no script in it. Hallelujah. And so God allowed you to go through the test. Hallelujah. To see how you are handling the test. He let you go through the stress. The bridge couldn't hold the stress on it. Hallelujah. And we allow the stress to break us. Rather than be like the words that be strong. Be of good courage. Hallelujah. And wait on the Lord. Wait for the Lord to move. Wait for the Lord to do what it needs to do. Don't get ahead of yourself. Because these trials and tribulations is coming to make you strong for what's coming the next time. Each time Joseph went through something, it prepared him for the next thing. And when he got fully prepared, see, it took him, I think it was like 14 years of going through. Brothers wanted to kill him because he dreamed and told it to him. See, sometimes we talk too much. We tell too much. And it caused the enemy to do something against us. And his brothers were to kill him. And every time they tried to kill him, God elevated him. And just when he hit rock bottom, when you think you're down and out, hallelujah, when you don't think you can rise back up again, God will bring you out. But you got to have that mindset. You got to keep thinking that. You can't give up on it. You got to give God thanks every day for your deliverance, every day for your joy, every day for your peace, every day for your happiness. Give him thanks. It may not look good, but thank him for it being good. Hallelujah. Find the good in everything. Because in everything, there's some good. And then everything, there's some bad. Remember, you make that decision. Every morning when you wake up, it's your decision whether you're going to wake up complaining this day or giving thanks. It's in you. So giving thanks. You'll live longer. Giving thanks. You'll feel better. Giving thanks. And proclaim all that God has given you to proclaim. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. Why are you walking around here afraid of everything? For God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Tell your neighbor, he didn't give you no fear. So why are you walking around scared of this and scared of that? Some of them even scared out to go out the door. But God didn't, if God didn't give you that spirit of fear, who gave it to you? The devil gave it to you. But he gave you a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. And he's trying to take your mind, you tell him you better get where you need to go. I will not accept you because God didn't give me that mind, that one of them forgetting everything. Because we just naturally accept it. Right? But remember, He didn't give it to you. If God didn't give it to you, you don't have to have it. And I'm about through. God did not give you that spirit. It's of the devil. Because fear is doubt. It's doubt that God's going to come through for you. And that's why we've been praying and praying and praying and don't receive, because we're praying wondering. Have a wavering mind. We got to pray and know that it's already done. Pray and know. Not pray and hope. Pray and know. It's already done. How I know it's already done? Because he said, if it's sickness you're praying about, he said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are, the Old Testament saying, healed. That means right now. But that was Old Testament. We live by the new one. Well, Peter said then, with his whose stripes we were healed. Past tense. So before it came on me, I was healed of it. I've been healed. Ever since Jesus got the stripes. And that's been more than 2,000 years ago. I was healed. Hadn't come into existence yet, but I was healed. 2,000 years ago. Tell somebody, I'm healed. Not going to be healed, but I'm healed right now. And I thank him for my healing. I thank him for my deliverance. I thank him for my peace. I thank him for my joy. I thank him for my happiness. I thank him for everything. I thank him for my life, my health, my strength. I thank him for my children. I thank him for all my children saved. I thank him for all my grandchildren saved. Even the one that's what? Unborn. They're not saying it. Somebody read it. Before I knew thee. Before you were conceived. And what? Knew you. So way back, before time came into existence, we were blessed with everything. You are blessed people. Don't walk around in defeat. Don't walk around thinking you're being blessed. If you're walking around, you're blessed. Because you could be laying in a hospital bed. If you are sitting, you're blessed. Some people can't sit. If you're talking, you're blessed. If you see, you're blessed. If you are breathing, you're blessed. Say, neighbor, if you want to see a miracle, just look at me. Hallelujah. Any miracles out there? Any miracles in the house? You are a walking, living, talking, breathing miracle. You ain't got to look for nothing great big. It's great big that you're living. It don't get no bigger than that. Sister Coley told us about this building made of cinder blocks. Now brick and mortar onto the cinder blocks. Well, those same things make you up. But that's not alive. Say, but I am. That means it's a miracle. The same thing that make up the things of the building make me up. Because we both came from the same place. We came from the earth. And the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and everything that dwells therein is the Lord. So I'm going to walk in my blessing. I'm going to claim my blessing. Hallelujah, because the word said I can. I'm blessed going. I'm blessed coming. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in the city. Wherever I go, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Like Joseph in the pit, he was blessed. In the dungeon, he was blessed. Hallelujah. Whatever they try to do to him, he was blessed. And I'm saying this and quitting. Don't walk around another day, another minute, angry or mad at anybody. Because what you're doing, you get mad because they're blessing you. The blessing in the sky, see, every blessing don't look like a blessing. Did we not say they can't do nothing to you but bless you? Well, everything they try to do against you, they're trying to bless you and you won't receive it. So instead of getting mad with them and then giving away your mind, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. That's the problem. You pieced it out already. You need to get it back and fill in them plugs. But Big and James, could you come? He didn't do this now. Let's show him what he's about to do. If I heard that Deacon James been running me down, when I see him, I don't shun him. I thank him. Thank you, Brother James. And if he were doing that, he'd get confused. Because he'd wonder, what are we blessing me for? Or being thanking me for? I'm thinking because he's been blessing me and didn't know it. Okay. I got an insurance policy up there. And the more he does against me, the bigger my insurance premium face amount of it get beat. Hallelujah. See, that's what they do to you, because didn't they say that? Because great is your reward in heaven. So let him keep on, because you just say, you ought to bless me some more. Okay. Thank you for blessing me. And then you don't have to worry about this heavy load. You'll be free, like the word said, whom the Son made free is free indeed. So you're free of all your worries.